This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 8:15 on your Wednesday morning and it's finally heating up here in Melbourne, and parks, beaches and outdoor cafes are full of locals trying to soak up any sunshine they can on their pale wintry skin.
With Midsummer Festival kicking off this weekend with Carnival Day in Alexandra Gardens and the Pride March set to be sweltering, it's the perfect time to remind ourselves just how important sun safety is. So let's slip on our manners, slop on the mics and slap ourselves down in our seats as we're joined in the studio by Head of SunSmart Victoria, Emma Glassenberry. Emma, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rachel and Dean.
Good morning. Now, finally, we are starting to see the sun come out, and being Melburnians, fashion is very important to us. What is your go-to sun-safe fashion item?
So I think we can still be fashionable and be sun-smart at the same time. So use fashionable, sun-protective, long-sleeve clothing. There's lots of great linen shirts that can help provide protection. Slop-on, broad-spectrum, water-resistant, high SPF sunscreen to parts of the body that aren't covered by clothing. And, of course, don't forget sunglasses and wide-brim hats, which can also be really fashionable, and seeking shade as well as another form of sun protection.
I'm literally, everything you're saying is everything I see people do the counter of at Midsummer Carnival. So it's something we all need to think of. I think one of the things you put out there that is really important is long sleeve. You know, long sleeve doesn't need to be wintry or tight. There's plenty of long sleeve loose things that you can wear that can protect you from the sun and also keep you nice and cool. It's a really important thing to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. And often a lot of the beautiful summer shirts are really breathable as you well, so providing that UV protection as well as keeping you cool on the warmer days.
Good advice. Now, Emma, a lot of our sun safety comes from either cartoon advertisements on TV or, worse, our skin cells are in trauma ad that haunts our dreams. Could you share with us, though, maybe some common misconceptions around sun safety that people might have?
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, any form of tanning is skin cells in trauma that you're referring to. So a tan is a sign of damage. So what we're really encouraging people is to advocate for healthy skin, which is skin from free of UV damage. So using sun protection whenever the UV is 3 and above. So it's being fashionable, but also protecting your skin and being healthy.
You know what? Speaking of the UV, a lot of people in Melbourne right now are looking out the window going, what an odd conversation for us to have, because we've had a little bit of rain going on and a little bit of cloud, but it looks like things are going back to heating up throughout the day and throughout the week. Do you know what the UV level is today for Victoria?
Yeah, I just looked that up on the SunSmart Global UV app, and in Melbourne, the UV is still expected to reach extreme levels today. So while sun protection isn't required at this point in time, it will be required later on in the day. And I also had a look for Sunday when the Midsummer Carnival is on, and the UV will be reaching extreme levels across the day. So sun protection will be required all day on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5:30.
And what happens if you are not protected the right amount of UV for what is in, I guess, the atmosphere coming from the sun at the time?
So what we know, and this refers to our campaign, which is running in Victoria at the moment, Don't Let Cancer In, that the repeated exposure to the sun's UV radiation can cause skin cancer. So it's that absolute repeated exposure, and it can be through everyday activities such as being around home, going for a walk, going to a carnival. So you don't actually necessarily have to be heading to the beach for sun damage to occur. It can happen and occur just through everyday activities.
Wow.
It's so, yeah, like I'm now realising after COVID we've all got like the pumps of hand sanitizer. We need sunscreen next to them in the workplaces and at home as well, just to remind everybody, because you don't think you should be putting on sunscreen all the time.
Yeah, and it's really important with sunscreen with how much you apply. So we recommend to apply sunscreen to parts of body that isn't covered by clothing and to reapply every 2 hours and to apply adequate amounts to get that full protection from the sunscreen.
Blowing my mind a little bit because I've absolutely been doing it wrong this summer already just by you saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like in the morning you put it on and off you go, but you're saying absolutely not.
So, well, in the morning's important. That's the first step. And then reapplying it throughout the day to make sure you get that adequate protection all the time across the whole day.
One part place I think a lot of people don't think about enough in applying sunscreen is if you're a driver in the car, on the right-hand side of your shoulder and arm.
So if you have your windows down, you're absolutely exposing your sun to the ultraviolet radiation. So it would be coming direct onto your skin and having that exposure. However, most windows these days do provide some UV protection, but travelling long distances, absolutely you need to think of sun protection, sun screen in those instances, and avoid having the windows down in peak UV times.
What are peak UV times?
So we see the UV levels reach extreme levels across the day from around 11 till 3 p.m. So the UV starts to climb from 9 a.m. at this time of the year, reaches the peak in the middle of the day, and then will start to taper off towards the end of the day as well. So this is when we have to be absolutely vigilant with sun protection, and also sunburn can occur in as little as 11 minutes in the middle of the day.
Wow.
During those extreme UV times.
Now, Emma, for those of us who maybe missed our top up or we've been swimming and our sunscreen has worn off and we got a bit sunburnt, what's the best advice for our traumatised skin?
So to reapply sunscreen, if you're hopping out of the water and it's washed off, so it's really important to reapply sunscreen, as we touched on before. And if you have damage to the sun's UV and you have been sunburnt, to keep out of the sun until your skin's had time to heal and recover, and make sure you are well hydrated. And if you are concerned with blistering or peeling skin, to see your GP.
Wow.
One of the best things I saw last week was a person who had a little bit of a roller that you can get from a hardware store, and was because they didn't have someone with them to apply sunscreen to their back, because that's my biggest problem area. Now that I've started shaving my head, I've got to be conscious of that as well. But the biggest area that's always the problem is the middle of the back, the shoulders, the parts I can't reach. And you feel weird asking a stranger to rub sunscreen on you, you know, when there's no one around. And this person just had a little roller that they used to rub it onto the parts that they couldn't reach, so that at least they were protecting themselves, which is really smart.
Yeah, that's really clever. But, of course, you can't beat the clothing as constant UV protection as well. But if you don't have the clothing on, then that roller sounds great.
Now, before we let you go, I want to talk about skin checks. They play a crucial role in detecting issues early, both doing a check on ourselves as well as getting a healthcare professional to check. Why are skin checks so important? And do you have any advice on incorporating them into our general routine?
Yeah, it's a really good point. So early detection is pivotal, because we know the sooner skin cancer is found, the easier it is to treat and the better the health outcomes as well. What we recommend people to do is to be familiar with their own skin. And if people notice any changes to existing moles, such as changing size, colour or shape, or any new spots that seem unusual, to see your GP and have your skin checked. And we recommend that people check their skin regularly throughout the year, so they become really familiar with what their skin and what's normal to them.
Love it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone dressed a little more carefully this year at Midsummer. Fingers crossed.
It's something that we all need to think of, not just on Midsummer Carnival Day, but I mean all year round, really. Even just hearing the times of those UV rays being really, like from 11 till 3, being really high. And the fact that it can just take 11 minutes for you to burn. You know what? Thank you so much, Emma, for joining us this morning and sharing all of this with us. And everyone, you can get even more smart sun safety tips on the SunSmart website. Why, that's like who said sea shanties on the seashore. SunSmart sun safety tips on the SunSmart website. Just head to sunsmart.com.au and you can get all of that info. It's well worth having.
Thanks, Emma. You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 25 minutes past 8.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.